You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
We are releasing a study, the results of a study.
First news here.
First news. It was not allowed to be released until 1 a.m. this morning, which I find quite funny, because a bunch of research participants were told they're shift workers. So they were told at 3:30 a.m. during this study, one group, who are not the group taking the placebo, they were the ones taking 200 milligrams of caffeine, equivalent to 1 to 2 regular cups of coffee. And then they went to take a 30-minute nap. And what they found was when they woke up, they weren't groggy. You know that feeling that you have after taking a nap that ruins you?
That is like having two early mornings in the same day. You wake, or sometimes I wake up even worse and you just go, oh man, I feel bad.
Yeah, and it's this exact science around, like, you know, how long should I nap for? When should I drink the coffee? So I have heard friends who have told me that they would have a shot and then go to bed, and that it worked. So they've been onto this for a while.
This is exactly what this research. So Dr. Stephanie Centofanti of UniSA, as well as the Sleep and Chronobiology Lab, it sounds so fancy, have come up with this, that the caffeine delay is approximately 20 minutes. And guess what? The ideal nap time is.
Is it 20?
That's around 20, 25, okay, yeah. 20 to 30 minutes.
You just have to have it before
you go,
it kicks in.
Quick, yeah, have your coffee. But that anxiety of, oh my God, I've got to fall asleep quickly.
Would you be able to, knowing that you've had the caffeine, though? Because this group of participants didn't know. They were just going about it. They could have taken any pill.
It could have been, yeah, it could have been like calamine. What's that tea that sends you to sleep?
Chamomile?
That one, calamine, yeah.
The other one is like a skin lotion for chicken pox.
Don't take that. Imagine that. So it got me wondering, what do you do to be alert or stay awake, Annie-Louie? Do you have any hacks?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. I have an actual sleep disorder that's been diagnosed. It's called...
Oh, that went dark quick.
Yeah, idiopathic hypersomnia. But it's good to raise awareness for it, because it's probably kind of a laughable disorder, because, you know, it's related to narcolepsy, but not as severe. So you will fall asleep. If I'm in a car, it's actually kind of dangerous driving. I'll pull over and I'll have to have a nap. It is like something will come over me.
Tired.
Yeah, so tired immediately. The power nap has saved me on numerous occasions where it's been dangerous to drive. Yeah, or I have to ask a friend to swap with me. Like, I need to stop.
It's a good thing when we've driven together and you've been in the passenger seat, my conversation and music must be so engaging. You've never fallen asleep when we're in the car together.
It's hard when Dolly Parton's blasting, isn't it?
That was for the country fair. Yeah, we had Dolly on the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Is it a CFS thing?
What is that?
Chronic fatigue syndrome?
No, it's not connected or different. Yeah. They do give me some meds for it, but it messed with my anxiety so bad that I thought, that the short-term solutions for me are taking walks, getting oxygen in, and, well, my job is basically ideal. Like, it's impossible to fall asleep when you're standing up and adrenaline is going through you.
And you've got an audience of 1,000 people.
Never fallen asleep on stage.
And your show's 40 minutes max.
Yeah. But put me in a church, straight into a nap.
Wow. That's really interesting, because when I think about it, the whole breathing thing is another one. I was trying to find out ways to be alert and energised. Just sitting up straight in your chair opens your organs more and you get more air into your lungs, because when you slouch, as I always do, you're squashing all your bits inside.
Yeah, your vital organs.
Yeah. Off the back of this research out of University of South Australia, this whole thing of caff naps, we're talking caffeine and napping, right? You take your caffeine before you nap. So we're talking...
You don't wake up groggy.
That's the key. You don't have that sort of, oh my goodness, I just woke up. We are talking, though. I want to know hacks and tricks. And Annie-Louie, I've got one that it is about being alert, but it's also kind of a bit of a vitamin fix as well. Have you ever had a Barocca?
No, I have never ever in my life had one, but you have every day. That's
not every day.
Would you say?
No.
I'll often come into the studio and you'll be...
Gives me furry yellow teeth though after I've had it. So I bought something in for you. I'm passing to Annie-Louie a big glass.
I did think that was unusual that you had water in a glass,
open glass
in the
of water.
Studio, yeah.
Part of the Barocca experience, Annie-Louie, here, take the box. open it up.
If you weren't to use the brand, what would you call it? What do you call it?
Effervescent energy and vitamin drink.
Ah, yeah. So there we go. I'm just going to have a little effervescence in my life now.
So she's opening the box. It comes in a really cool tin.
It's the same tins as electrolyte tablets, which I often have.
Oh, when you get the trots.
No, when you're dehydrated from exercise.
So I deliberately left it all sealed up, a brand new packet. I did take the little ring off.
Oh, you know what these remind me of? Fruit tingles.
Fruit tingles. Fizz whiz. Fruit tingles. They're kind of like that. Now, move it away from your computer, please, and pop one of those tablets in the glass because it's going to have a reaction. Look at that, will you?
Oh, it's going. It's gone in. Yep.
Fizzing. So pop that to one side because...
Oh, you have to wait for it.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. So that's why we thought we are going to monitor Annie Louie throughout the rest of the show to see, does she actually wake up?
Yeah. Is this a dream? This is... We'll find out soon enough.
Oh, you reckon? Have you got any other hacks for me?
I think waking up and just turning on the light straight away. You know, trying to get your eyes to register that it's day now. And there's alarm clocks for it.
The whole... It's your... some lizard rhythm or something.
Yeah.
Circadian rhythm, lizard rhythm. I knew it was some cicadas.
That's a great dance track. Dancing to the lizard rhythm.
Was that Jason Derulo?
It's copyrighted to me. You better pay me some royalties.
But your circadian rhythm is impacted by light, and there is a whole thing around you know, bright lights in your face and eyes. It used to be sleep masks you could buy for long haul flights that would actually shine lights, and your eyes didn't need to be open. It was still the impact through the lids,
and it didn't take off because I have never seen one of these.
Yeah, I think they're at the pointy end of the plane.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so. One of the airlines actually provided.
I mean, the bad thing is, I must confess, is that instead of turning on the light sometimes, I'll just turn on my phone and try to fry my eyes open with the light of a screen.
So when your alarm goes off, do you turn your alarm off and get up, or do you ever hit snooze?
I hit snooze a lot, and I now set a lot of alarms. Can you just go through on your phone? How many alarms have you got in
there's
that list?
There's only two.
You've got two?
There's only two, and one says supervision, which was a uni reminder, which I just don't change the label. The other one actually has you on it. It says Annie on ABC when you were first on ABC Melbourne Radio. And I set my alarm so I would get up and listen to you.
It's
and
still
I
there.
I just don't change the title, but I edit the time.
Oh, that's cute. I've got 20 different times on here.
But by the time you scroll down, you could actually edit it.
I know how to edit it. I've hoarded them. I feel like I need all of these times. And they only range from 4:45 to 9, and there's 20 different,
Can you tidy that up for me? I disable the snooze function on my phone, so I do not have snooze as an option on my phone alarm.
Holy moly.
Look at your face.
Flying without a net.
As soon as that alarm gets... As it goes.
How do you trust it, though, that one alarm?
Well, if it's something really, really important, I don't know what is more important than getting up and... being at work, but
nice.
morning, boss. Yeah, no, the times I would set two alarms would be when if it was a big night and I've got in at 2 a.m. and I know my alarm's going to go off at 3:30 to come into here, that I'd go, oh, I probably might sleep through that.
But since our show's been on, we've been in lockdown. There's no 2 a.m.
There's no 2 a.m. So yeah. Like this morning, I woke up at 26 minutes past 3. I thought, I laid in bed, had a little stretch, looked at my phone to see what time it is. I'm like, oh. So I stood up, turned the alarm off, and it didn't even beep this morning.
Is that a fun game for you?
No, it's just achievement. It's success, isn't it, Annie Louie?
Wow, I would love to see a side-by-side comparison of how we wake up, because I would be dead as a fish in bed really? For about... probably 30 minutes while you're up and about.
I'm up. When I'm up, I'm up anyway.
Well, that's very aggressive. We are talking about pies, and I was inspired by the story on the news.
Everyone wants a piece of the pie. We want a piece of the
pie. Right here. Gotta love a cheesy right spoon.
Yeah. But it was this three pepper pie that's been declared Australia's best pie. The genius behind it, Cambodian immigrant Chan Kun from the Country Cob Bakery.
Amazing, you know, our team always worked very hard for that. So this year, success is make us, you know, over the moon.
What was the name of the pie, Annie Louie?
A three pepper pie.
Three pepper pie?
Three pepper pie.
I've never heard anyone pronounce three pie in such pie. A... Quank away.
So what? Tell me about this pie and where do I get one? Did you get one, bring one in for me?
No, you're not allowed to travel out there. It's in Boronia.
Boronia, out my old stomping ground.
Is it? Though.
Yeah, I used to work in
Foothills.
Baysie I used to work in.
Oh, Baysie.
Short for Bayswater.
I'm doing a shucker as
yeah,
you
Baysie.
Say that. The funny thing is the best meat pie, which is quite an Aussie thing in all of Victoria, is made by this Cambodian man. Go him.
Go
I'm
him.
Excited.
So I guess there's three different types of pepper in it. What else is in this
well,
pie?
I can't name three different types of peppers.
White
can
pepper,
you?
Black pepper, canine pepper.
What's canine pepper? Oh,
cayenne. I always just call it canine. It's quicker. Canine pepper and...
You've already got three. You just said that.
Okay.
Can you count?
Yeah, I wanted to overachieve.
Oh, yeah, overachiever.
You always block me when I try and overachieve.
Go on, what
no,
else?
No, I'm not doing it anymore. Crack the...
It's like when you ask your kid to do a dance and they
three
get shy.
Three pepper pie.
Three pepper pie.
Pie.
Pie. We are talking pies this morning.
You put a whole pie in your mouth while saying pie. Quite
so,
a skill.
Pies are what... You know when a good thing gets two-tizzed? What do I mean by that? The pie,
overrated.
For example. Oh, no, too tizzed up. Like, so I don't mind, when we're talking meat pies, I don't mind the sort of stuff that is called a number or a party pie.
Party pie.
Love a little party
pie. Love a party pie.
Do you pull the lid off first?
No, that's whack.
I pull the lid off, squirt sauce in the middle, and then, like, dip the lid and then, oh, it's so good.
You're, like, trying to eat one of those, what do you call it, the bread roll that's got dip in it? A cob roll?
Oh, yuck.
Some people flip the pie over and they have it upside down because the top stays intact better. Like, it's just a better base for it. Some people believe that it's built wrong.
My mother, Mama Ando, was renowned for maybe getting a little distracted when she popped the party pies in the oven. So then she'd throw them on the tray. She reaches for her brandy and Coke and her durries. And, We've still got scars inside our mouths, I swear, from the molten lava in the middle.
Yes, it's whoa! Dangerous. Oh, but I reckon it's over, like, 100 degrees in there. It is deadly.
So back to the tizzing up. So I like your pretty much average meat pie or your standard meat pie. Some of the meat pies these days in Australia, like they've got, let me try and make one up for you, Wagyu beef from the Gippsland Highlands.
Do you reckon this could be the next chip challenge?
South Australian Shiraz with cracked Malden pepper and Murray River salt.
Like,
and you just go, oh. And
come on, it's innards. It's insides of something.
Well, it's not. They have, and I want my mushy innards like my normal standard pie, and you bite into it, and there's chunks of entire animal
leaking
out.
No, that's
out.
Not what I want.
No.
Yucky.
I don't want to have to chew. Do you have a favourite award ceremony or thing that you'd like to watch?
There's so many. I like the Grammys because of the drama throughout the years.
And like the
award snatching and the cat fights.
Or the stage hogging when somebody's going over there. How many seconds? I think they're allowed 20 seconds or 15 seconds to do their acceptance speeches.
Oh.
And if they go over when they start thanking everyone, including the chair sitting on.
Yep. For supporting them.
Or they have a political message that they want to get up and get out. And you can see the security guards in the
getting
wings.
Tense, everyone's buttholes clenching.
Making diamonds.
Which one was the one where Janet Jackson... No, that was a Super Bowl,
when a boob
wasn't it?
Fell out. Sorry, wardrobe malfunction.
That was not an awards night. That was
Do you know that was your Super Bowl's one of the most... it is the most, I think, watched thing in America. And the commercials that to get
big money
TV commercial spot at halftime at the Super Bowl, and they're always really, really cool commercials. But the performance there, the irony I find is, so she had a wardrobe malfunction, her boobie fell out. Most, if you look at what people wear on the red carpet to these awards, their boobs are basically out anyway.
Why was that front page news? I remember being a kid, that was on the front page of the Hun when I was about grade two.
The Hun?
Yeah, it was big. Not her boob, I mean. Big spread.
It does make me wonder about... Because in America, there was like the seamstress was being sued or something. Like, that blew out.
Oh, but then people thought it was deliberate.
Sabotage.
She was wearing a special sticker under there. But I get more confused because of the fashion. I'm thinking the Met Gala, that's not an awards night either.
That is amazing,
but
the Met Gala.
The costumes
I'd like
are
to
amazing.
Go.
I would love to be there. I mean, Katy Perry in a hamburger suit. You can, anything goes, man.
No, she's just copying Lady Gaga, who wore that slab of meat years ago.
Mm.
And then came out of a clam. Hey, can we go more recent though? This week, the Video Music Awards in the US actually was a live event, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were still able to do it. They were wearing masks during some of the performances. Artistic ones, of course. I don't think they're functional. Lady Gaga wearing like a big grill thing over her face.
How many outfits did that woman take? Like, I didn't see her arriving with 3 suitcases, but she had no less than 3 or 4 different costume changes throughout.
There's a thing called backstage, Ando. You don't have to lug all of your costumes around on the red carpet with you.
The first one, she's got a fishbowl on her head. With the top cut off so that air can get underneath. I wonder if she fogged it up. I didn't see it fogging it. You know how everyone's saying with their mask?
She put dishwashing detergent in there, maybe went...
So that it didn't fog up. Hideous heels. They're just silly and not practical. Then she dresses up like a silver Dracula with God knows what.
Well, it's the VMAs, which is Video Music Awards of MTV, it all stands
VMAs.
For. Yeah. So they have to be very visual, and I think they want to... Some of the music clips are just outlandish. I mean, Rain On Me, which...
not as good as you and me doing Rain On Me.
I know. Filter, we used it on our Instagram. So, yeah, I think it's all about going crazy, like showing everyone what you've got or your artistic potential.
And, all right, let's... Joey King looked like she fell into a florist. It's like everyone's wearing block colour and then she's got this flower power dress on.
Have you ever wanted to be an entertainment reporter?
Yes.
I get the vibe for some reason.
Ariana Grande Vanilla looks like she's come straight from a porn shoot.
She's
in this blue little tennis dress that if she was to not even bend over completely, just maybe scratch her thigh, the world would cop a gob of everything
just breathed,
that she had
she'd
for
be like,
breakfast.
Ooh!
Yeah, you'd see her breakfast.
Oh, dear. What's your best dress then? Who do you think?
Oh, I do like a bit of Bella Hadid, though she's got no top on and I can see Areola? Aioli?
Free the nip.
I can see Aioli.
I can see a garlic aioli there. We're here chatting neighbourhoods because council elections are coming up. And I'm curious, Ando, where did you grow up and do you have any childhood memories of what it was like in your neighbourhood?
Yeah, I do actually. Like, I grew up out east, so Mount Evelyn, the bottom of the mountain.
Really? I didn't know that. That's where we do our yearly Rotary International Youth Camp. Why do I sound like a good Christian? It's not. It's not religious.
Oh, my goodness. Are you selling cookies after the show today,
Annie?
Yes,
I'd love to. I mean, I've spat in everyone.
No, don't try and make yourself sound nasty, you little... your halo's a bit tarnished.
I can see your halo.
Oh, I can see something. I grew up in... So you know Mount Evelyn, like it's tree and green and
it's
we live...
It's beautiful out. It's fresh. And
it's
every
fresh.
Now and then you'd smell a nice wood log fire.
Yeah, it smells like Norska.
What's that?
Deodorant from Sweden or somewhere. It is. It was really nice. And what I took for granted when I was a kid that only later in life and... You get home from school, you jump on your bike, some other kids would be in the street, you'd jump on, they'd be on their bikes, you'd just go exploring and you knew you had to be home. Well, we knew we had to be home before dark because Mum would have dinner ready. But it was there was no, like, scary...
Could you leave your doors open? Was it that kind of thing?
No, not that. Like, it's still robberies and things.
Oh, okay. In the country, proper country, I've got friends who leave their doors open to this day.
Yeah. I sometimes, when I'm at the farm, I like that philosophy, but there's a lot of that ice cube stuff going around.
What does that mean?
The drug.
Oh, the drug.
And so people get a little crazed and turn up on your have the risk of turning up on your property. That's why I've got those big dogs, Annie, to keep the ice cube people away.
I watched a video with a bird that had accidentally taken some drug-renos in a car park. It's very funny.
That's animal cruelty.
No one fed it to them. Somebody left their...
A little baggie dropped.
A little baggie the bird got in it.
We were talking such wholesome stuff about neighbourhoods and safety and feeling connected with others and exploring.
No, but tell me, you haven't even gotten into your experiences. What was little Tacker Ando doing?
One of the things I was quite fond of was cutting an ice cream container lid, so a plastic lid, into big rectangle straps and then pegging them into my spokes so that when I rode my bike it sounded like an engine.
Wow, look at you.
One day I put so many bits of plastic in I couldn't pedal. Too much plastic.
Way down. Probably all the ice cream you ate too.
I loved
to
it.
Get the boxes for
the
it.
The sound of that sounded so cool.
And to think you grew up and you didn't end up riding a motorbike or any, like, V8 rooms.
Yes, all of the above.
You did?
Yes.
A motorbike?
Yeah.
Who are you, Ando? No, ask just a question not on
the,
every time.
Just not on the roads. I'm not allowed to drive a motorbike on main roads.
So where do you go?
Farm.
Ah, farm time. Farm Rev time. Head on the farm.
Yeah, and I would love a motorbike, but I seriously know I would kill myself within, I reckon, I don't know, 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Or minutes. I just love speed and...
Drive safely, everyone, especially if you're listening in a car
right
now. Yeah,
I'm intelligent enough to know that I'm stupid enough to not drive a motorbike
on
the road.
Good one. Okay, I'm glad because I value what we have and I want you alive.
Oh, but if anyone wants to take me for a spin, I'm always open to jump on behind.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show only on Joy 94.9.